All right. And boom. Welcome to Dutch Bros Podcast. Hey guys, Brandy B here. And we're still kind of in the beginnings of this whole, the six human needs. And so today we're talking about specifically one of those human needs, which is growth. And growth is, of course, everybody wants to grow, especially at the beginning of the year. You know, you set all these goals, you have all these expectations and hopes. So, you know what? We brought in, I don't know your last name, Hunter.
That's okay. It's okay. It's Sanders, like the Colonel.
Colonel Sanders.
It is?
Yeah.
Maybe I knew now that, but I don't.
Now you remember my name.
It's actually James Hunter Sanders.
Yeah, that's my royal
okay,
name.
Okay, that's why I'm thrown off here. Why go by Hunter?
I've always gone by it. James is like a family name.
Okay. And, so are you James Hunter Sanders, like the sixth?
No, I'm James Hunter Sanders, the OG.
Oh.
Yeah.
But James is
but
a
James,
whole.
Yeah, you know, it's... My mom wanted me to be Hunter. My dad wanted me to be James, and she won that argument.
Well, yeah, that's easy. You know, ladies,
24 years later.
He's a smart man.
You know, if I ever need an alias, it's going back to James.
Jimmy Hunts.
Jimmy Hunts.
Okay, so, well, you know what? We brought you in to talk about growth, but before we dive into growth, I want to hear your story of how you have grown within the company at Dutch Bros here. How long have you been working for DB?
A little closer to 4.5 years now.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a lot of time to grow.
I mean, we're getting old. So, where are you from exactly, and how did this go about?
So, I'm actually like born and raised down here in Southern Oregon. I spent the first 10 years of my life living here in GP. I didn't actually know Dutch Bros didn't exist everywhere. It was kind of like a gas station thing to me. Like, everywhere has gas stations, everywhere has Dutch Bros. When I went to California for my first time, I asked my grandma if we go Dutch and get a Carmapple smoothie. And she goes, "What is Dutch?" And I was like, I can't explain to you how to breathe. I can't explain to you what Dutch
grandma.
Is. Grandma. You know, Grandma.
Gosh.
You know. And then I
don't
learned I learned quickly. It was like, yeah, it's an Oregon thing. I was like, I don't want to live anywhere else then. So after 10, I moved up to Central Point and Medford area till I was 19. And then I moved to Corvallis to kind of go there for schooling. I was going for psychology. And,
oh, man.
Yeah. My thing was I tried to go for something that would help me with what I considered my strengths. And I was like, well, I love people. I love the way they think. And I was like, well, psychology, right? But I needed a job to at least sustain me. You know?
Yeah.
So my uncle's friend and neighbor was named Bob.
Ooh.
Bob Langwin.
Nice size baby.
I went over there. I said, Uncle Bob, you know, I've known him since I was growing up. You know, I know you run a couple Dutch Bros stands. Can I possibly join you? And let me go in, sit in an interview, got the position. And I mean, that was kind of when the magic started.
When you got the job, did you make yourself a lot of caramel apple smoothies pretty much every day?
It was every day.
Jam?
It was my jam. Quickly became 8-ounce freezes with no less than 2 scoops of flavor.
Oh, what was your flavor?
Caramel.
Oh yeah. Well, that was kind of, I should
have. Not stir the caramel,
yeah,
oh,
the best
gosh,
is
the
that
best.
Straw at the bottom that gets that fro. It's almost like eating some soft caramel.
Yeah.
Oh, so great.
We should put it on pause real quick and go get some freezes.
and we're back.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, my brain. You start working nights?
Yeah, I joined in at the coffee house. So a little bit of a different, like I had known growing up about
the
stands.
The OG coffee house.
OG
Did you
coffee.
Get hired with the original crew there?
Yeah. Well, the original crew. I mean, I got hired on with like Brendan Gilbert,
oh,
was our
yeah,
manager.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I was gonna say that was Coffee House was one of the few that I actually did the grand opening. That location when it opened, I was introduced to the Walking Dead graphic novel
and the
world of the Walking Dead. Yeah, and so there is a special place in my heart for the Coffee House there. That's a bond we have. We share that.
We share that together.
The Coffee House.
You started
the
Walking Dead novel and. We serve the Walking Dead
didn't,
after
I
bar
started
crawl.
Reading it. It was a graphic novel, which is like a comic book. Don't give me any kind of like.
Oh, no.
I'm not a reader.
I'm with you.
I
dude.
Look at pictures. It's way
graphic
easier.
Pictures.
Yeah. Extremely graphic ones. There's well blood and stuff.
Well done,
can't,
sir.
Sorry. Phil, can you come on? We're trying to record here. Anyways. he's got anger in his heart.
It's okay.
That's
but he's
we're
got
talking
a smile
about,
on his face.
We're talking about growth,
yeah,
and that's one of the areas we're really working on. And Phil is
grow
his
over
anger
your anger in your heart, Phil,
to grow out of anger. So you're working at the coffee house.
Yep.
What next for you there?
I was just loving it, like being brand new to Corvallis too. I was living in an apartment with a dude I found on Craigslist.
Awesome.
Didn't want to hang out with him. He was weird.
Oh no. Hopefully, I'm sorry, dude. If you're out there,
he's out there still. Tim, I'm sorry,
luck,
bro.
Tim.
You knew it. We all knew it. So, you know, I started working, and through there, like, we have the coffee counter there, and when I wasn't working, I was at the counter just hanging out with people, meeting some of the students who worked there, and, like, it was a great opportunity, not just for a job, but, like, for every other area in my life, because I met friends, I met, you know, people I now consider my brothers, you know, my buddy Nick Crestwick, he started out there, like, a month after I did. And my buddy Cole Reynolds, who I knew since growing up, they all started working at Dutch.
Yeah.
I mean, now we all live in Bend together. So it was an impact on my life where I was like, dude, I just need a job, you know, while I did my studies.
Yeah.
And it was supplying me in all different avenues of my life.
Yeah.
And it kind of like blew me away. I was like, I had no idea any place could do this for me.
Were you exercising your psychology on people coming through?
Every
like,
day.
So.
It was great. I was like, I'd go to like abnormal psych and learn about mental health problems. And I'd be like, the lady that just walked out with that latte. She has every one of them.
You're like, and Tim, my roommate.
And Tim, my roommate, is his schizophrenic. It was great. Oh my gosh. But so right around the 6 month mark, I remember, you guys were gracious enough to host the first Coachapalooza.
Yeah. Oh man.
And we had kind of heard good about it, and our franchise were really good about getting the heartbeat of HQ. Like, here's what's coming up. Like, here's some events. Here's some things going on. Here's openings, so we could all get there and experience it. And we weren't going to go to the first Coacha, but at that time I knew like Matt Froslin and Zach.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, dude, you guys should just come down anyway. I was like, is that allowed? And they're like, well, we'll let you in here. So I'm not sure if this is going to get me in trouble now. But, you know, me and Jessica Ortman, another fellow Dutch bro of mine, she worked in Corvallis too. We were like loaded up one night after we closed the shop.
Yeah.
And just straight down here to GP the night before the first Coacha. And that was pretty much the turning point when I mean, going through and hearing everyone talk and just seeing everyone from the different locations feeding into each other and everyone for like the common love and goal of like, hey, we want to better ourselves through Dutch and help Dutch better other people through us. It was just so powerful. I mean, it was like, I remember after the last night I was sitting outside Matt's house and I called my parents right then and there and I said, hey guys, I have something I need to tell you. I'm kind of set on Dutch now. And they're like, we were wondering how long does it take you to call us about this? Cause you won't shut up about this stuff.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like the rest after that was like, okay, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm the first Dutch Bros barista to say this, but after that I wanted a franchise.
What?
I know, right?
That is weird.
It's weird. You know,
it's not
the normal route, but no. I wanted to. So after that, you know, with the next 2.5 years I spent in Corvallis, I worked at basically every stand and I became an assistant after my first year. I was the assistant at two of the stands, our second walk-in at the stadium shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then later at our downtown location, it was like the OG stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Was there for 2.5 years, 3 years total, actually. And then I met my best friend and my lady, Savannah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a whole nother, she's like one of my teachers of growth. Like I mean, to go off for a little bit.
Well, or to get on track.
Or to get on track.
Of growth.
With growth. Yeah. She teaches high school math now in Bend.
Awesome.
Yeah. She's a math teacher. She got her bachelor's in 3 years, her master's in 1 year. She knew her path and she knew how to get what she wanted. And, you know, then I was tricky enough with my psychology to snare her into my net, and she wants to be with me for some reason.
So there was some use out of that
there
psychology
was, right?
knowledge.
Just like trying to implant in her mind, like, hey, it's okay, you're broken, you need me for the rest of your life, okay, just so you know.
I can
just
help.
So you know.
I'll help you.
Yeah, I will help you. So when she ended up moving to Bend when she graduated, and I kind of was at this point in my life where I was...
Did you cry?
A little bit.
Good man.
You cry when you lose something you love.
Oh gosh, this is, yeah, man.
Anyway.
Wow, dude.
So when she moved.
Hey, love and connection isn't for another couple of weeks, okay?
My heart had grown.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
Bringing it back. Wow. So when she moved over there, you know, there's obviously a Dutch franchise there.
Yeah.
And I was looking for my next step in growing what my toolkit, finding out the next step for me and my goal of franchising. And I was like, well, I had never considered the possibility of going to another franchise, but I knew that I would have to be taking time out of myself and out of the Dutch franchise I was in there to go visit her and all that. And so we talked, and I moved over there. I was able to transfer over to one of their locations, And her and I started our life over there together. After I was there for about 4 months, there was an assistant manager opening. So I was like, hey, I've done this before. Let's see if I can get back at it. And when I walked in, they said, hey, so something changed. Like, we had someone overnight, one of our managers, he's going to go to Portland. And so we know you've had previous management experience with your assistant position in Corvallis. Do you want to maybe just interview to be a manager? And like, my heart dropped. And I was like, Yes, I do.
You whispered at him. That's a is that a psychology kind of thing?
Yeah. Whispering so that they know that it's like yes, I do.
They're like, oh, he's serious.
He's serious.
Yes.
Yes. And so interviewed, got it, and that's where I was for the next year, just managing the stand, Jack Pine, and dude, talking about growth, those guys helped me grow a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, it was. It was a lot. And actually, I started managing on my birthday, December 29th. Now everyone knows. There'll be a quiz. Woo!
Happy birthday. Thank you. It's a little late, but only like, what, 2 weeks maybe?
So I was there for almost exactly a year until Mr. Lance gave me a call one day and said, hey, dude, like...
Risser?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Well, Risser. In the midst of this, you were working at... Were you working at the football games and stuff too? And
yeah, I was.
And man. Doing all kinds of random stuff?
Yeah. That would be it,
there
dude.
We go.
Dude, Reeser was another nail in like, this is what I want to do. Cause that was like, I mean, I had the fortunate ability to go and do some grand openings and stuff. And then when Reeser came along, it was like the most full paced grand opening you could do with none of the preparation.
Yeah.
It was, dude, the first year we all were just like getting together. I'm like, okay guys, this is going to be fun. And I remember like every game, we all were just kind of like, dragging each other out of the battle and like counting our dead and like, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings and lick our wounds for a bit. Yeah. And
it was fun.
It was like you left everything you had there in the stadium and you left just knowing like, man, we all just grew together. And it was great. Cause it was people from all over. We're calling in people from Washington and people would drive from Idaho and like they would all come together to try and be a part of those teams, like almost our little all-star teams.
Yeah.
And then, I got to do that for 4 seasons. Like last season was the only season I haven't been able to be a part of that crew. I was a manager of one of the stands, but like, dude, I had regionals. I had people like Kristen, you know, she's a franchisee and she was working at my stand. Like how much can you manage one of those guys? Like you really just get to sit back in awe and be like, you know what you're doing right there? Just keep doing that.
You just keep doing that.
You keep doing that. Dude.
You're writing down notes, taking them down.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Is that, oh, like that. That's where I got to meet all my role models and like, people like Mark and his beautiful wife, Kaylin, like everybody. Aww, I got these connections through Reeser and I got to see the world of headquarters and like the real fire you guys have here.
Yeah.
That you try and spread all over as much as possible. It's great.
What are you doing exactly nowadays?
So now, as of Monday, I got the opportunity to be one of the lead mobsters.
What does that mean?
We're going to be, you know, in charge of going out with the mob and helping out these new franchisees grow their new family and taking their new family members, their little baby trainees, stoking up their fire and getting them ready to go for their grand opening day.
And there's a lot of openings on the books here, too. You got a lot of work ahead of you.
They had to recruit a couple more of us, just so that we could go out there and help out. But it was one of those things where on this path to franchising, I never considered all the stops I've been able to take, but I'm so glad they presented themselves because like I didn't know it, but this is exactly where I wanted to be. Like this opportunity to go out and learn and grow with the company as it's growing is just the dream. Like this is
why is growth so important?
Well, growth, if you're not growing, you're dying.
What?
Boom. Quoted. Oh,
easy.
Yeah.
You could drop the mic, you would.
If I could, but I can't. I couldn't take it off if I wanted to. Yeah, and so, you know, you're constantly growing. And in like, you think of, like, the tallest redwood. When it's the tallest, it doesn't stop growing. It keeps growing, you know. And we have such a great influence around us, like you guys, and like Trav, who, you know, they're the top of what they do, and they're still pouring into themselves and the people around them. And growth is so important because it keeps you from getting stagnant, and it keeps you hungry, and it keeps you searching for that next step. And if you're constantly growing, the people you surround yourself with and the people around you, they're going to want to keep growing too. Mm-hmm. And those people around them are going to want to keep growing too. It's infectious.
Since you do have such a colorful last, you know, kind of 4.5 years with DB.
Yeah.
What are those times that have caused the most growth? and how have you achieved it?
I like it. You know, the times that have provided the most growth, I think, are the ones that weren't necessarily a part of my plan. You know, I talked about franchising, wanting to do that. In my head, it was like, put their head down, work hard, do a bunch of events, question mark, franchise. Booyah.
Yeah.
But looking back on the past, like, when moving to Bend wasn't part of my plan, and getting the opportunity to be here at headquarters being lead mob wasn't part of my plan. Yeah. But you have to be open, I think, to different avenues of growth. You know, like, you know how you want to grow and you know your goals, but you don't necessarily know what those growth avenues are going to present themselves as. You have to be willing to say, this opportunity has showed up. I've never considered it before. Like, does this play to my strengths? Like, is this something I will be passionate about doing? Is this something that'll help me grow? And assessing them as they come. Don't be shut off towards, like, hey, you know, there's an opening over at that stand, but I never really saw myself leaving the stand, so I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
You know, or like, there's an opportunity to go do a grand opening, but I don't know, I've never done one before. I'm good. I'm going to stay here so I can focus right here. Like, be adaptable. Yeah. Be ready to change when it comes around, and try and say yes to growth in any form, especially the ones you're not sure about, because in that uncertainty, the more uncertain and the more you shake yourself up,
human need right there. Yeah. Go on, sorry.
The more you're going to grow. It's going to break up your habits, and it's going to really make you say, do I need this in my life, or can I go do this new thing and learn from this experience? I think that putting yourself in uncomfortable positions and new situations are the best way to grow, because you'll find out, hey, this is something I didn't know and that I really needed to work on. Or you'll say, you know, this was a good experience. I learned something. You know, yeah. Yesterday Trav said it amazingly. It's my new favorite, is you don't win or lose. You either win or you learn.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Go into each experience with that mindset and you're going to grow no matter what.
The easiest one to use as example. Now, I'm not a scientist by any means. I'm a wizard. But I believe in magic.
I think all scientists are wizards.
Well, I appreciate science, okay? I appreciate
even
it.
Better.
But like
Doctor Strange.
Like your muscles, right? If you're going to the gym, you're like, I want to grow my muscles.
Yeah.
Which I'm planning on doing this year, hopefully, but we'll see. You know, goals.
New year, new
hashtag.
You.
Anyway, what happens is you have to actually like break apart.
Yeah,
you have to break down.
Muscle.
You have to rip it in order for it to grow.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, a lot of growth comes out of like those uncomfortable places, those painful spots,
yeah.
Those places where, you know, like you're talking about going to, you know, working at the football games, and like, it's like, it just beats you
up,
man. But you probably grew more than you realize from those situations, you know?
Oh, immensely. I mean, if we took like, Mark knows, if you try to take the first game of the first season and compare it to the first game of this last season.
Yeah, it's a night and day.
Night and day on a different planet.
If failure isn't an option, like, you know, if like, it was like, well, this is pretty much a win-win situation, it's probably not going to cause a ton of growth in you.
No, you're going to be comfortable.
Right.
You're going to walk away being like, yep, that went the way I expected.
Growth is a thing that kind of everybody keeps in their mind, where it's like, this is where we want to go and this is what we want to do. And it can create in you a momentum to propel yourself forward and moving.
Absolutely.
You know, because I think that's another thing with, you know, the muscle science analogy,
yeah,
is there needs to be blood pumping to that thing. I got to bring it up. What happened to your arm here?
Well, this was another learning and growing experience.
Did you rip
experience.
A muscle? Is that what happened?
Went on a snowmobiling trip, courtesy of Josh, my old franchisee in Central Oregon. And it was a 4-hour trip.
Wow.
3 hours and 50 minutes into it, we got 10 minutes left. And the guy says, just go screw around in the training area. And I was like, oh, you know what? This has been so much fun. These things are so great. I bet you I could jump one.
Yeah.
And so I took it off this jump, just full throttle. And like, jumped. I just kind of went further than the snowmobile did when it landed. It landed and just landed solid. And I went right over the front of it, dislocating my shoulder.
What did you hit? Exactly.
Hard snow.
Just ice.
Hard snow. I almost got worse, because then right behind me was Josh himself trying to do the same jump.
And he launched over you, luckily.
No, he launched by the side of me. And like the way he tells it is like maybe a foot away from rolling my head under his sled. So
that would have
been worse.
That would have been a bummer.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. So, and now one of the things I really appreciate is that you took something, an average sling.
Yeah. And I turned it into an entrepreneurial marketing ship.
Yeah.
This is a prototype for the new line of Dutchware medical equipment.
It's It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's elegant. It can be worn in the stand because it features, follows code. I'm thinking about wrapped crutches with, like, the Dutch logo.
A neck brace
that says it's all good on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just something.
Or a mafia guy on the side of, on the neck.
But the mafia guy will also have, like, a neck brace on or a sling, to show you that you're still in it.
You're part of it.
You got this, bro.
We get you. We get you. It's just got to grow back together, right? I mean, is that what happens exactly?
Yeah, once you pop it out, there's more of an opportunity for it to happen again. And so if you don't let it heal and you pop it out again, it's just going to keep falling.
Bad.
Just keep falling out.
Falls out.
It's been a little over a week.
My shoulder falls out.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, cool. I hope everybody can hear that. Phil, good for you. You got a text. Wow. Gosh. I mean, come on. Every time, dude. No, it's fine. It's cool, Phil. You know what? We should just make Phil come back on the podcast soon.
Yeah.
Maybe he can talk. Yeah. Well, definitely. Especially as, in a side parallel thing, the growth of the Star Wars universe. You know, he has a ton to talk about. So.
Growth is everywhere.
I imagine everybody wants to grow their finances. Everybody wants to grow mentally.
You can grow in every thing. Aspect.
So you can grow in all areas of life. There's a lot of growth coming this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the areas you're going to be focusing on?
Over this past week with getting to see all the trainers and kind of getting this intro into what I'm about to embark on with the mob as a lead mobster, I'm really going to try and focus on growing as a leader. But as a servant leader, it's one area where I've tried to do it and I've had great examples of it, but I know that I'm still on that journey. I'm still at the beginning of it. So I'm really going to try and focus on, being the kind of leader somebody would like to follow and actually have them have that feeling, the people I had in my life as mentors were people who I looked at and was like, I want to make them proud. Like I want to listen to them and I want to grow from them because the way they're taking life and doing it, they're killing it.
Yeah.
And so my goal is to be, don't be a leader for myself, like be a leader for everybody else. Be that servant leader.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely focusing on that area and also focusing on, taking the time to really enjoy what I'm doing. I mean, not that I don't, but like this is like a once in a lifetime experience being with the mob, like a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving to be as the best versions of themselves they can be every day. Like, I'm at the beginning of it now, but I won't be here forever. So I'm going to try and take every opportunity I can to learn from everyone I'm with, to grow with them, ask questions. Even if I'm a lead mobster, like I need to be super humble and learn. Like I've got the lead mob with me, like Clayton and Ashley, wellsprings of knowledge. Yeah. Like they are to mentors to me. And like the people I'm about to go out with, the mob I'm in charge of, mentors. They've been doing this for some of them for years now.
Yeah.
People who know what it's like to be on the road, to be at different franchises, to be that chameleon and blend in with their crews. Like there's all those areas right there I just named are all areas I need to grow in. So I'm focusing on those aspects right now, really.
It's always available. You're not going to ever hit a ceiling. I like to look at like that as growth is more of a degree than a percentage. You're never going to hit 100%. Like you can hit 100%.
You're never going to, until you depart.
The degree can always get hotter.
Yeah.
Man. It can always get hotter, And
you can always get better. Yeah. And that's the mindset of it. Like you have to go in it knowing that you're not going to finish one day and be like, I am the best. And I hit that ceiling. Like you have to tell yourself, I'm going to work on this area right now. I'm going to stay humble and hungry. I'm going to keep going at it. And I'm going to know that there's always ways for me to keep improving. And I think the higher up you go, the more conscious of that you have to be.
Totally.
You have to be willing to be like, hey, I've got an hour before I need to hit the hay. I can sit here and watch TV, or I can pop open that book real quick and get another chapter into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll hit a point where you will be a student in that area of growth, but you're going to start actually having to teach it to people too at a certain point, to keep growing.
Totally.
You're going to have to keep trying to find a cup to fill so you can get to your next level.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of want to focus on the leadership area. Like
get
to the point where I'm taking in knowledge and then I'm looking around, I'm saying, all right, guys, here's what I got today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're talking about how it is just kind of, I guess in a sense, it's a season that you're going to be doing this mob, getting on the road, doing all these things. So you want to enjoy it, be present in it, and get to absorb it. Because the truth is that growth isn't always going to be a primary focus. You know what I mean? It always isn't the thing that like, dude, this is, but there definitely are seasons where it's like growth has to take the limelight right now. What kind of bit of encouragement would you give to those people that like right now, growth is their number one thing they're focusing on for 2017. They're like, I want to grow. I want to grow. I want to grow. What bit of encouragement would you give to them out there?
First off, I'd say if at all possible, find a mentor. Like, I feel like a mentor is almost like the cheat code to a great growth path. Someone who's been there and done that and can help you with the questions you have. Because I feel, you know, if you're taking like, you know, my major growth area right now is Dutch and myself as a leader. But, you know, if I wanted to grow and like be more artistic, you know, like, I want to learn how to paint. Sweet. If I'm doing it myself and I don't know what the next step is or I don't know a skill to get better at it, you're going to burn out real quick. But if you have someone who's been there and done that and it's just like they paint for a living, you know, you're like, hey, I need help with this technique. I need, what's some advice you can give me? You know, a mentor is like, in my mind, the most crucial part of growth. If you can find an area in your life that you're passionate about and you want to grow in and you know someone who can help you there, latch on and like, and listen to them and ask them, be their mentor, mentee.
Sometimes, you know, honestly, it's like a series of books is my mentor or a podcast that I listen to mentors me. So, I mean, bringing that example, bringing that person that is executing that at a high level into your life.
Yeah.
You know, so that it's part of your life. And that's how it mentors you. It's really influencing you more and more.
Yeah.
And encouraging and at a higher level, you know, and so
giving you that next step.
But yeah, I think that's great, man.
Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of podcasts and looking up online and watching past seminars, you know, like Tony Robbins and going through these things and learning through basically these mediums that are meant to teach you. You know, there's so many out there that really the first step is just like dig down deep and say, what do I want to grow in? Like, where do I want to grow? And once you can answer that question, just start looking. There's no wrong way to look. Like, go Google it. You know, Google how to learn to, you know, find something that you're passionate about and start there. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are sometimes afraid to start, though.
That's the hardest part.
It really is. Like, to be like, I'm going to change the way I do everything on a day-to-day basis and now focus on this. It's hard. Yeah. But if you really want it and you really want to grow in that area, you got to take that first step. No one's going to grow for you.
True that. Mm. All right. Well, thanks for coming in on the Red Couch.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is great.
And congrats on the new position and the birthday.
Thank you.
And wow, look at this. You even got everybody in the background clapping except for Phil, of course, who's over there. Just like
mind claps.
He's Googling mentor right now. Like, it's fine.
He's learning how to do AV.
Anyhow. All right. Well, Dutch Nation, thanks for tuning in. And Hunter, thanks. Or James, or whatever you want me to call you.
The Colonel.
Colonel.
I'll take it.
Thanks for sitting down with us.
Hope
you guys are all having an excellent year. And we encourage you all to
grow. Why not?
Why wouldn't you want to?